Welcome to Security Guy Radio with AZUS 2016. Mr. Steve Carney, welcome back.
Thanks, sir.
From Tyco.
Yep, good to be here.
What is going on with the world of Tyco?
Well, Tyco is now Johnson Controls.
I saw that, yeah. And they're a big operation, Johnson Controls.
Very big. So now the overall company is $30 billion a year. It's a lot going on for us.
Now, what do they bring to the table?
Well, Johnson Controls, among other things, manages the building from an HVAC, building automation standpoint. And so the strategic rationale really is about owning the whole building from, you know, the beginning in the HVAC, the controls, the management of that through fire, and then through security, being able to link that all up and create a greater good.
And they've been in that space a long time. They're kind of one of the big leaders in that. So
yes.
This is a natural marriage. It makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense, and you see how it fits among the peers in that industrial group. There are other companies, UTC, Honeywell, doing similar things.
Yeah.
So it really allows Tyco to be much better positioned to play in that overall space.
So last time we talked, I think it was a couple years ago maybe, at
yep.
ISC or something, we were talking about trends and making some predictions about where things were going, and they're going that way. What's going on now with trending? What's happening?
Well, I'd take a look at three things. One, which is probably the trend we discussed last time, which is resolution on the video side.
Right.
You know, continue to increase 4K, 12 megapixel, fisheye, multi-sensors. So there's a continued arms race, if you will, around the management of all of that data and bandwidth, the transport and the storage. And along with that is mobility. So you've got a major bandwidth coming out of large megapixel cameras, and now you've got to get it to a mobile phone, you know, sitting anywhere in the world. So
right. There's
a lot going on in the compression and the transport technology as a trend.
So what I worry about is we're getting ahead of ourselves on this stuff, right? So we have the technology, we have these great resolutions and stuff. I just got back from Black Hat, where we talked about how to protect all those things, right?
Yeah.
So what are the challenges Tyco has in that area? I know we're not doing, here's the camera and the password is password 01, like we were 5 years ago, right? But are there new challenges now that make this more difficult?
There are new challenges, and I think the industry is really beginning to focus on them effectively. And at Tyco Security Products, we put a number of years ago in place what we call our cyber protection program.
Oh, good.
And it really is born from a lot of the work we do with the federal government, with Secure, and particularly in the access control side. And it's a holistic view of a solution from end to end, but it's also a holistic view within the organization. So we're training our developers to keep an eye out for how vulnerabilities accidentally get entered into code. We've got a separate test facility just for cybersecurity. And then we've got a whole team that manages, views, reacts to vulnerabilities as they come up in the marketplace.
I was really surprised to learn at Black Hat that one of the big coding challenges is the use of open source code, because it's more economical for any company to use code that exists. But nobody really pays attention to vulnerability testing because, well, that's not what we do. We just write the code, that's your problem. And then code can get in there by mistake that really wasn't maliciously intended, but can cause a vulnerability, right?
That's exactly how it happens. There are obviously vulnerabilities that are found intentionally
right. And
exploited. But as I mentioned, training our coders to avoid that accidental vulnerability, because that's how many of them do happen.
Yeah.
And so that's a concern. But, you know, you see, you know, really our larger customers out there, the ones that are in the internet, say, in social media, they're very security conscious. They see it holistically in their organization. And it's been interesting to work with them to ensure that the security element, the physical security element, is really tied in and effective in the cybersecurity.
Tell me about the Internet of Things. This is starting to bother me because my refrigerator now can be hacked and people know that I got too many yogurts, and now they're going to, you know, I mean, if I can get into my refrigerator, now I can get into my home computer. Now, in theory, I can get into my work computer, and now, in theory, I can get into the mainframe. In theory, right?
Yes.
If you're not protected. So with security products, cameras are now computers, basically, on an internet. Access control systems are computers on the internet. How do we handle the Internet of Things? How does that complicate the equation for Tyco?
It complicates it essentially in scale. You just have a lot more points on the network that could be vulnerable, and your devices are being made, developed in different places around the world.
Many
of our brands are made in all different places.
Right.
And so they've got to be brought together, tested, and made to fit in the network holistically. You've got to protect yourself against other things on the network, not just your own products. So It is a challenge, and it's one we're investing heavily in because it's probably the fastest moving topic, the fastest moving subject in physical security today.
Right.
It's advancing at a rate that typically physical security does not move, and it's created, if anything, a need for new agility within an organization.
That's a good way to say it. I mean, I remember back in the day when these things were coming around in the late 90s, the computer guys at the studios were, well, I that's not my problem. I just write the stuff. I don't really know anything about those other things, right? It's kind of like that still, because people in the computer side of it, the coders, those guys, not the people that are, you know, selling, building, and putting in the security components, but the guys that design it, security's not the first thing on their mind. It's functionality, how it works, that kind of thing. So how do you go backwards and make sure that what they built has the right stuff in it to begin with? Because you may have to go backwards sometimes. And then how do you tie the Internet of Things to, I don't know, so many devices? I guess the word is, what do you use for a compliance check on those things to make sure that your network doesn't have an IoT that you don't know about?
Sure. So there are a number of different ways. It really, again, starts with the training of those coders and
manufacturing level.
Yes, and enabling them to understand it and keep an eye out for it and design and build to avoid vulnerabilities. However, it really then becomes a penetration testing scenario. So we do penetration testing on all of our devices.
Oh, good. Okay.
All of our systems, and that's really the way you go in and check. And then when you're really serious about it, you hire an outside firm to do penetration tests like we do on your own systems.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So you you get a couple of different eyes on it. There are third parties that do that. Very good at it, and it's a great way. And if an organization in this day and age isn't doing that, they're going to get themselves and their customers in a lot of trouble.
I learned from Black Hat that there are a lot of organizations that don't do that. Somebody's doing it to SecurityGuardRadio.com because I got hacked at Black Hat. I don't think they're just messing around with me like a hello, welcome to Black Hat kind of thing.
Yeah.
But not difficult to do for the people that know what they're doing in one way, right? So I think the vulnerability lies in, not that the hacker's so good, I think that's an excuse. I think it's that the people on the other side don't take the diligent part that Tyco does and say, listen, we're gonna try and crack it ourselves, because if we don't, how are you gonna protect it?
And I think
that builds a lot of confidence in the product.
It does, and our customers really care about it. But it's a matter of time, even if those in the industry aren't up to speed on it, it's just a matter of time, because your brand damage in a major hack is either unrepairable or takes a long time repair. So it'll eventually happen to some folks that are probably out here on this floor, and then their peers will look at it and say, okay, we're going to have to change our ways. But there are folks out there that aren't as focused on it. But and it's not just, you have to go one step beyond the cybersecurity. It's how it's implemented. So
right.
For instance, you've got devices out in the field, cameras, and organizations have certificates that go on there, allow authentication.
Oh, yeah, right.
And now you've got, 5,000 cameras in the field, that organization, that customer, has their IT department, their certificates. They want to get it from where they issue it out to the camera. How do you do that?
Yeah.
So everybody can do the certificate, but you really have to go into the camera one by one, into the GUI, and do that. That's not really user-friendly for an end user.
Sure.
Or an integrator. So, there's the functionality of cybersecurity, and then it's how it's implemented. So it's functional in the field, easy to use, and cost-effective to deploy.
What kind of reach is Tyco looking at in the smart cities field nowadays?
Well, smart cities is something that with the Johnson Controls element gives us a much bigger footprint to get into. So we've got customers all over the world into smart cities and
because you're kind of there for HVAC already, maybe you're for lighting in parking lots and things,
and then from a Tyco security standpoint, we bring scale. So for instance, our Victor Video Edge platform is now tested out to managing 12,000 NVRs through a single user interface. So for us on the smart city side, it's having the right edge devices, but it's also enabling the scalability, because that with smart cities, you've got a lot of data moving around, large footprint, but you've got to manage that scalability effectively.
I think I live in a dumb city, because my meter for my house keeps saying I'm using more electricity and I'm not home for a month. So I'm not really sure what that's about. Steve, give us your website.
Thanks, sir. It's TycoSecurityProducts.com.
Thanks for coming on. Steve Carney, Tyco.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate
always,
it.
Always welcome at As Is 2016.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot.
A great setup.
Thanks a lot. Very good. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you.
Very good.